So our topic today is to talk about an outfit that made you feel powerful. Okay, this can be any outfit. You can tell us where you wore this outfit to. So have you ever worn something that made you feel confident and powerful? And I want you to describe this outfit, maybe the place as well. But the outfit that made you feel confident and powerful, maybe even motivated. Okay, so Monica, I think I'm going to start with you.
Okay. In Australia and probably other countries, tradespeople have a lot of mental health issues. And so that covers people like truck drivers. Here, there's a lot of pressure on truck drivers because we're a big country. Most of the stuff goes by road. They've got deadlines. Other tradies, work is uncertain. You never know where you're, and there's pressure on you for various reasons. So these two tradies started an initiative called Trade Mutt, and they do shirts which are all really loud. And with some of the proceeds of these shirts, I'll send Frank the link in a minute, with a percentage of the price of the shirts and other things that they make goes to helping mental health initiatives. So tradies can ring up and get help from psychologists and people like that. So actually in the shirt, it actually has, this is a pocket, it has a Q, hang on, when I can figure it out. But yeah, it's mental health issues. So there's actually a QR code in the pocket. So you can scan that. And it provides a link to mental health initiatives who, tradies can speak to someone, because unfortunately in Australia, there's very high mental health or rate of mental health problems with tradies for various reasons. And so, this is actually an initiative to help them get professional help to prevent it worsening. So it's called Trade Mutt, and they do all really bright stuff. A lot of the companies, like the councils and things, are getting their shirts from there, but they're really nice and bright and they cheer you up. So a lot of the councils and the big companies, like the mining companies, etc., are getting their shirts made from them. And so, of course, a percentage goes to help them, which is really important. A lot of people here are working on mines, so they're FIFO, fly-in, fly-out workers. That also causes mental health issues because they're away from weeks at a time in often really unpleasant areas, like middle of nowhere. And so we want to help them. And so I saw this and I thought, I bought a few shirts and they're bright and loud. So, yeah, they've got a message to get through and it's sort of trying to help others. So, yeah, I just sent Frank the link, but they do all different shirts and coloured things. And because they're all really bright, they cheer you up.
Fantastic.
Yes.
And I'm a tradie's daughter. But now they're finding a lot of mental health things. Truckies are on the road and pressure to get from Woolworths and all those to get everything there on time. And we're a big country, they don't use trains as much as they should. But yeah, it's just there. Like here, also in veterinary surgeons, also have a very high mental health issues at vets because, the costs and yeah, there's unfortunately a lot of problems with mental health in vets with veterinary surgeons. So that's that one. So I love my
Okay.
shirt and it's bright and it's happy.
Happy.
Yeah.
Does it make you feel happy too?
It does. And I like it and it's bright and so yeah, no, it's good and it's doing something to help others.
Yes. Okay. And when you buy these shirts, does the proceeds go to
Yeah,
the
this
company?
company.
Yes.
Yeah, so this company and they get professional help, and so tradies can scan it and there's a link. And they can get, psychologists and those to talk to them.
Okay,
But yeah, unfortunately,
fantastic.
tradies are often with their mental health problems. There's big pressure on them, and often poor wages compared to professionals, so you know they can't always access it. But yeah, so that's my powerful shirt.
Okay. How often do you wear your powerful shirt?
Fantastic.
Oh, often I wear it because I like it, especially it's winter here and it's nice and bright, so it cheers you up on a gloomy day.
Yes.
So
Okay.
when it's dark and miserable, because a friend from up north said, when you go south in Australia, everyone, like Melbourne and places, everyone wears dark colours in winter and they're gloomy. So I try to change that.
Okay.
I've got a few different ones from them, but no, I just like them. But, hopefully they're helping, and those people, you know, who work hard and build our houses and all those things and get food on our table, get help when necessary.
Yes.
Because lots of
Yes.
truckies are doing drugs and things to stay awake, because they've got pressure, time constraints to get their loads to wherever.
Yes.
And so, yeah, but that's my contribution to, yeah, hopefully helping them a bit.
Yes. That is very, very good.
Fantastic.
Very, yes,
Fantastic.
fantastic. Very great initiative. Okay. Rosie, do you think you'll be able to answer the question? Have you ever worn something that made you feel confident and powerful? And can you describe it?
Okay, I some clothes that I like, and I some about clothes, right?
Yes.
Okay, I love long dress, no dress. In the when we were in the summer, I not always, but the majority of the days, I like to wear long dress because I think is comfortable and fresh. Fresh, yes, fresh, comfortable, and I like them. I feel good in this dresser, and not only me, but people. Oh, you are so beautiful. You look like you said, powerful, and I like this.
Right. So do you have a specific dress that makes you feel confident or powerful?
Yeah, I have a dress, so beautiful. It's green, only green. It's not colorful. It's only green, and when I put this dress, I don't know why, but I think my body looks like taller than, because I'm not so short and I'm not so taller, but tall. But I'm fit. I feel that my body's long, and I like this. I use in the summer. Because it's yeah, in the summer.
Okay. And then what type of shoes do you wear with it? Heels or sandals?
Yeah, sometimes I use tennis shoes or sandals. Yes, both shoes are sandals.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay. Thank you,
Sorry.
Rosie. That's okay. That's okay. Don't be sorry.
Okay.
Okay. Bruce, what about you? Have you ever worn something that made you feel confident and powerful?
Well, I'm a mere male, and I don't really go in for being enthusiastic about clothes. I suppose it's a irreverent comment to that. I have got a dinner jacket which creates the illusion of being smart and powerful,
Okay.
but the most provocative thing I could think of when you were raising it, partly because I'm a great believer in feeling close to nature and enjoy that experience. I think that, and apologies for this, but I think that in many ways, the most powerful experience is not to have clothes at all and feel close to nature.
Okay.
I won't go into details where that
No.
happens, but or perhaps I should say it doesn't happen often enough, but it's it was a challenging question to ask, and I thought that that really was the only real deep answer I could give. I could explain the details of this shirt that I've got on, which is about the first piece of clothing that I bought for 5 years or since before COVID. And I bought it over the internet. I thought it looked smart. It's a very cheap shirt. And I found out that the first thing that happened after I'd ordered it was that I got an email message saying that the factory in China had been told of the order.
Okay.
And I got something like 12 messages to tell me how the shirt moved all the way from somewhere in China to the doorstep through customs clearance and goodness knows what else, which I thought was completely, well, very impressive, but the sort of thing that could only happen if they were had some very sophisticated technology, or that they were selling these shirts at an enormous subsidy, which they probably aren't. But
Yes.
it that's really a mundane official answer. The other one was, I think, probably closer to a deeper truth.
I would love to ask more, but I won't. But for this, I'll just make assumptions. We have a beach here in South Africa where it is allowed to go without any clothes.
Beach attire.
Yes. No swimsuits, no pants, no shoes, nothing.
Have you been there?
No. No.
Is it in Cape Town, presumably?
Yes. Do you know about it?
No.
Okay. It's
I do now, but I'm not
Yes.
rushing off there.
Okay. Not yet. Not yet.
We have constraints on these activities in the middle of London, unfortunately. So I'm told in Berlin they don't have quite such inhibitions.
Well, there is a
Mark.
East Germany, when it was still East Germany, was a much more liberal place on that front, and actually nudist beaches, as we would call them,
Yes.
were quite common, and the whole nudist or naturalist movement was actually quite a big movement in East Germany. In West Germany, not so much, but people tend to be a little bit more liberal on that front.
Think they exported a
FKK,
lot of
yes.
that
Sorry?
to Yugoslavia for a while.
Well, yeah. So that was, it was also one of the countries that you could travel to in the Warsaw Pact bloc. You could travel to relatively freely, both from Western Europe as well as from Eastern Europe. Yeah.
Anyway.
Anyway, but that we're digressing, yes.
It is all to do with clothes, I think,
Yes, clothes
sort
or
of.
without clothes. Leave your clothes on the side of the beach or at home. Right.
Here in Brazil has a city. I have been there, but a long time ago. And there is a beach, a city, and there is a beach that people go there without clothes, without shoes, without sandals. But it's very interesting because there are two beach, not two beach, it's a long beach, and one part of the beach you can use bikini, you can use
Swimwear.
swimwear, but in the other side, no. So I remember when I went, and I wanted to know this beach, but I couldn't, because if I go to this beach, I can't use bikini. I needed go without nothing, and oh my God, so I don't go. So here, João Pessoa, this is the city, and this beach is very famous there. You go there but you can't use nothing. And no.
It's a great paradox, Rosalie, in Brazil
Sorry?
is the great
Sorry?
paradox in Brazil is that many of the costumes appear to be almost nothing.
The samba costumes as well, yeah.
Now, while the thong costumes in that you get in Brazilian beaches, you wonder why they spend so much money on a costume, which Rosalie's gone.
She's okay.
But this is the message on the back of the shirts. Is that's not reversed? Does that come out?
This is a conversation starter.
Yeah, that's the thing on the back of these shirts to get people to sort of admit it because, sorry. Oh, Rosie's back. Sorry. Oh, I thought Rosie's still away. To get people to speak up. Men aren't very good about speaking up.
Yes.
No.
So that would be a really good thing on a naturalist beach, wouldn't it? Wearing that shirt.
This is a conversation starter.
There's a beach like that in Adelaide, and there's one in Sydney, but in Germany it was FKK, yeah,
It's Freie
Körperkultur or
Kultur,
something, wasn't it?
that's right, yeah. But I don't want to sound angry because every time I speak German, I get told I'm an angry person by Janita.
No. So, Rosie, the costumes that they wear in Brazil, and it's similar to going to the beach with almost nothing. What do you think?
I think very. I don't know if the word is strange, but I think it's strange because about this situation, people go to the beach and don't use swim and swim, don't use bikini and swimsuit, right?
Yes.
Yes, for me it's very depends of the people, but for me I think different, but I'm not that I don't like because it's a custom, right? So I don't know, I think for example, people are free to do what they want, if they feeling well, okay. But for me, it's no. I remember I was curious about that, but oh my God, that many years ago, maybe 20 years ago, and I don't remember exactly. But many years ago, and I was curious about, and I couldn't go because I want to go, but with my bikini, right? But there is a rule. Yeah, the rule is If you want to go enjoy this beach, you can't use clothes. And oh my God. And at the time I thought, oh, I think this situation it's only outside Brazil in another country, not here in Brazil. But yes.
Okay.
Okay.
I could add one extra thing to that,
Yes.
Rosalie, and that is it can be incredibly liberating to undertake an experience like that. And as a result of that, you actually feel quite powerful through being liberated at the same time as feeling closer to nature. So there you are.
I don't know. I don't know, Rose, because I can't imagine myself in a beach without clothes. No. So no. So nowadays, and I think, and my mind doesn't change, but 20 years ago, my mind it was closer than nowadays. But nowadays, about this situation, I keep in my mind, no. I think I am thinking about people walking the beach without clothes. No, not for me. Okay, if when you, of course, doesn't have this, but when you see on TV people without clothes, like the program on TV, I don't know in English this, but Largados e Pelados, peraí. Yes, trunk stripped and naked, trunk stripped and naked, yeah,
Okay.
has a TV program, but they need to do a lot of hard situations to alive. It's different, but only enjoy the beach without it's very strange.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't imagine, but and I've never seen this because if you want to go, if you want to see, you can't use clothes. I've never had this experience. I know that we have here, João Pessoa City. This city is very, very beautiful. This is the second city that has more trees because Mais Verde, né? It's the I don't know what is this the first, but it's the first city in the world that is more green. Yes, I don't know if you understand me. Yes.
So it's greener, it has more trees than the other cities.
Yes, and this is the second word, sorry, the second city in the world that has more trees and forest and I don't know. Yes. And it's a city, it's a beautiful city, it's a clean city. You have beautiful, beautiful, beautiful beach there. João Pessoa. Yes, I remember I've been there when I worked at the travel agents, and at the time I needed to travel to all the cities in Brazil to know the best place, the best hotel, the beautiful place. I traveled to do these actions, and then I'd come back to sell. It's really, really nice. Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Let's hear from Frank. I saw he made a couple of notes there. What is your powerful outfit?
I was clothed, let's put it this way. So I was
Okay.
actually, I was dressed. I was not in any other state. It goes back to about, thank you for talking for so long, because I could actually think of a few other stories. It goes back to about 1975, I think. I was in Australia, and in Adelaide, so for Monica, Poultney Grammar School, private school or public school as they're called in England. And we had a day where we didn't have to wear uniforms.
Crafty day.
And a couple of weeks before, my mother had took me, so 75, I was about 15 at the time, 14 at the time. And my mother had taken me shopping for some new clothes. And for some strange reason, I could actually choose, what I wanted to wear within the budget that she had allocated. And I chose a pair of, as we called them in those days, flares. So
Oh, wow.
the trousers with the long hem at the bottom.
We call
Yeah.
them bell
Wide hem.
bottoms.
Bell bottoms, right? You call them bell bottoms. And they were sort of gray checkered flares.
Yes. Oh,
And
dear.
I bought, and then I chose a pink shirt. And I felt intensely happy and hip with the scene because, for once in my life, I was going to wear clothes that were in fashion with everybody. And then this uniform free day came, and I went to school wearing my flares and my pink shirt. And I got stoned and commented upon, what a bloody poofter wears a pink shirt.
It was a boys' school only in those days.
It
Now it's
exactly, yeah,
co-ed, but
exactly. So, I was labeled, I was humiliated. It was a nightmare. Needless to say, I don't think I ever put that pink shirt on again. And I think something like 50 years passed before I had the courage to wear a pink shirt. And not because I bought one, because it was, I think my brother-in-law gave me one. Yeah. But it was actually quite an experience. Yeah. To get this, you go in feeling, and I side with Bruce. Men are not really fashion focused as much as women. Yeah. But I can sort
yes.
of imagine the traumatic experience that women go through if somebody wears exactly the same dress at a public event. Two women who do not know each other wear exactly the same dress or the same outfit, or something goes wrong, or it is a catastrophe. Yeah. And I lived this catastrophe as a 14-year-old in the middle of puberty, the worst time these things can happen. And there you go. So it was a powerful moment, but then it was like a souffle. It just went and it disappeared in a matter of no time.
It's funny that you mention the two women wearing the same dress to an event. It happened to me, and that was my
Oh my
powerful
God.
outfit. Yes. So it was a simple black dress. I still have it. I still wear it when I have the opportunity. So it came with straps. Came with straps, but you can remove them. And then it's kind of like a boob tube kind of dress. And then it has like a drape at the back. But it's not very long. I think it reached the ground if I wear heels with it. So I wore black heels with this dress. I will share a picture, then you can send it accordingly. And I curled my hair. At that time, my hair was long and it was red as well. So I curled my hair, did my makeup, had my accessories, everything. And I felt powerful and confident and happy. And even now, when I wear the dress, I've worn it to, I think, three weddings, maybe. Three different weddings, different people. And every time I wear the dress, I still feel the same confidence that I did when I wore it for the first time. And the time that I wore it first, there was another girl who had exactly the same dress, but she wore
Oh,
it, yes.
no.
And she styled it differently. So she wore flat shoes where I wore heels. She kept the straps on the dress. They can attach and detach. So she kept it on. And her hair was just, if I can remember correctly, it was just in a ponytail. It looked like she just came from work, threw on the dress and went to the event. Where I put in the effort and I did more. I went over the top because this was a special occasion. I don't always have the time to dress up or have the opportunities to dress up, so that was why I put in
Wow.
the
And
effort.
you,
But
sorry,
yes,
yeah,
no,
no.
you wanted to ask a question,
No,
you can
so
answer.
when you two encountered each other, was it pistols at dawn, or did you, how did you handle it?
No, I looked at the dress and then I realized, oh, it's the same as mine. And she also looked at me and we passed each other. And I think we saw each other three times during the whole event, but didn't say anything. There was no fighting or screaming or shouting, just a comfortable black dress.
So let me just, hey, let me just tell you, I believe this is true for history. I mean, in the Middle Ages, men and but women as well spent an awful lot of time dressing up in a very elaborate way. And the whole issue of standardized, dress suits for men, dinner jackets for men, got introduced because the king could not stand being upstaged with the dress of other people, and so he required everybody else to have a standard dress so that he could be the only one who dressed up. Now, that is a perversion of the way in which clothes can be used to abuse power.
Yes.
Now, a digression, but it's sort of relevant.
Yeah, but you, but Bruce, you probably remember this, Monica, as well. The power shoulder pads that women used to wear
Oh, yes, the
in the
80s.
1980s.
My mom used to wear them. I didn't need them. I was a rower, so.
just one question, again, because we're talking about it and it comes to mind. This black dress or any such dress where you can remove the straps or you don't have any straps, are you not afraid that it might actually fall down because there's
It's it
nothing
depends on the
wardrobe
dress.
malfunction?
A terrible one. It depends on the dress. So I do have another dress. It has a lot of flowers on it. It came without straps, and I actually made straps for the dress because it does slip down. So to avoid embarrassment and to I made straps for it. But this black dress, the type of material that it's made out of, like the bottom layer, is like a stretchy kind of material. So it kind of sticks to your body and it won't move, which is good.
Yeah, I was.
Linking up with Bruce's comment, sorry, Frank, it's the one thing difference I saw between Germany and Australia, one of them, is school uniforms. In Germany, my cousin's daughter, who's 2 months younger than my daughter, every morning she was fluffing around deciding what to wear. A great, she could have spent an extra half hour in bed. Here you've got school uniforms, and the school now where Frank used to go, they've got really nice sort of camel shorts, or it's co-educational, so they've got girls as well, but they've got really nice uniforms now, and like they've got sort of a camel color. You can wear shorts and girls can wear it too, or skirts, but it looks really smart. But most of the schools here have got school uniforms, even the government schools, and it just makes it simpler. It just, there's no division because that, you can, apart from, the dramas in the mornings, that, you can afford things and I can't, which, happens if you've got all the fancy clothes. And it's really good. It makes things simpler.
Has anybody
Unless you're, sorry,
so
Bruce?
has anybody done any research as to whether or not school uniforms reduce the amount of bullying that goes on in school?
I don't know, but it would be interesting because at school, being a new, well, first generation Australian, everyone had Roman sandals. They were these brown sandals, Frank would relate to these, or desert boots.
Desert boots, yeah.
So all the Aussie kids had these. I had red sandals with white socks. I can show you, I'll get school photos out. The Aussie kids had the store-bought grey jumpers that had two maroon stripes on the neck. I had this Australian auntie at Goodwood. She hand knitted me one. And it was grey, it had the two maroon stripes. And then velour came in. Everyone got theirs from Target and bright red or really colours. I got a beige one with a zip from Kmart. I had a really tough time at, and, without going into Vegemite sandwiches. But, it's just interesting now, now they've got so many options, but at least it sort of makes it simpler. But I just remember my cousin's daughter in Germany, oh God, when I say about 10 years ago, every morning, she was deciding what to wear and doing her makeup. And I thought, and my daughter's a lot less high maintenance and would rather just have an extra hour's sleep. But there probably is, it's just that some people can't afford all the fancy clothes and then the others can. And then, it makes the discriminates against those and, then they people buy their expensive sand shoes and they get mugged for their sand shoes, tennis, whatever you want to call them, runners. So.
That all said, I remember in my time in Adelaide, I think there was only one supplier of school uniforms in the entire city, or maybe two. And so sometimes I think buying this,
David Jones.
possibly, yeah, David Jones or Myers, I can't remember, but because they had the monopoly, they of course could dictate the price. So it seems, what seemed to be cheaper, or should have been cheap, it turned out to be more expensive because, especially when you go to a public slash private school, it's not just it's just not the uniform, it's the blazer for the
The
one,
sports uniform,
the sports
that
uniform,
hat.
the blazer for the one occasion in the year that you come in wearing a blazer, and all the paraphernalia that is extra, but you have to have it, yeah. Because that's what the rules are. Yeah.
It's about $1,000 a year now at the private schools for a uniform. But when I used to go for a while, I went to the school opposite where Frank lived, and they had maroon summer uniforms. Now it's better. And I was in Buchanan House, so I got a nice bright tartan. But they even stipulated what colour knickers you were meant to have. They were either maroon or Vernon green. And then we were lucky we could wear cord jeans like Vernon green Levi's with jumpers and desert boots. That was cool for a while. You
Very,
could wear
very,
cord jeans,
very
and Pembroke
progressive
was the
for
same.
very
But
progressive for
no,
Scots
it was just
College, yeah.
crazy.
Wow.
What they have in the cost of school uniforms now is just, you need your sports uniform, and then for the different sports, and your hat at some places, and your school bags, and it's just sort of crazy. But yes, we had those nice pink summer uniforms there at the time.
And my mother had to get special permission from the school because, boys and men, you do not wear long trousers in winter. Yeah,
Oh,
now
yeah, that's what.
in Australian
It's the
winter.
same now there. I hate
Yeah,
that. It's very
yeah.
English.
And so my mother had to write in and request special permission that her son, being of a more differently minded family, because in winter you wear long trousers, you do not expose your child to the brutality of an Australian winter, which is like the German summer. Yeah, but yeah, so, and of course the permission was granted. So again, I stood out because I was probably the only kid out of 400 wearing long trousers in June, July, and August, when everybody else was wearing short trousers, because that's what boys, that's what proper men do.
Still the same now at Prince Alfred and the colleges there, and it's very much like the royal family, Prince George and all them in their shorts. But yeah, it still puzzles me at some of these private schools in Adelaide, at St. Peter's and Prince Alfred, and it's winter and these poor little boys are in their shorts. It's like a bit archaic.
But there you go.
Do they at least wear long socks, like
Oh,
knee-high
yes,
socks?
they wear the long socks, yes.
Okay.
It's almost like we had a premier who was there in, I think, Frank's day, Don Dunstan. He had pink shorts or safari suits.
Oh, yes, I remember the safari suits.
My dad had one. It was a light green one, sort of
Yeah.
short sleeves but long pants.
Yeah.
Yes.
The safari suits, and yes, the summer fashion of the day, you wore shorts just about to your knee, and then long white socks.
An elastic band to hold them up underneath. It's a
Yes,
piece, a strip of elastic.
and then a shirt and a tie. I mean, looking at it from today, we think, oh God, what were we wearing? But that was the fashion of the day. But I think it's like the going to a naturalist beach or something like that. If everybody does it, you have maybe inhibitions to start wearing it. But if you're one of many doing it, and that's the fashion, the inhibitions or the feeling of discomfort disappear relatively quickly.
Yes. I think that's also why schools has or they have the initiative to wear school uniforms, because everybody wears the same. Nobody can make fun of, oh, look at your shoes or look at your shirt or my shirt is fancier than yours. So in a way or in a sense, I think it does make a big difference.
Wearing a school uniform tidily might be another one.
Yes, it has to be tidy. I was thinking about that when we were in high school. We wore white shirts, button shirts with our ties, and long grey pants for winter, and summer we had maroon skirts. But these white shirts hanging out of the pants and out of the skirts, it just looked terrible. And then they couldn't tie a tie properly. They didn't know how to
Windsor
fold
knot.
a tie. Oh, that was the worst, because then it didn't work. Or they would buy the wrong shirt to wear the tie with, because you need a button on the top, and they would buy one or a shirt without a button, and it just looked terrible. But
But you
anyways.
were not in this league. You were
No.
the prim properly at.
I made sure my things were in the right order. I had to. Okay, so Bruce mentioned that he has to leave at 11:30, 12:30 in my time. I also have to leave. There's a lot of interesting things today. Very interesting discussion. There's something that I want to share just really quickly. When I first started cycling, a lady contacted me on Instagram So I looked at her profile. She and her husband both also, they were into the cycling thing, and I'm not sure where they live. That part I couldn't figure out. But she sent me a message. I sent a message back. She looked okay. And about 3 messages later, she started sending me nude pictures of her and her husband, and she was trying to promote the living more naturally. So I was completely shocked. I blocked her, deleted everything, and moved on. So
My
it,
God.
yes, that was very strange.
Very, very strange.
It started out as innocent messages, and then, but she's older. She's quite older than I am, but then she started to promote this, let's say, drive to me.
My God.
That was weird. That happened also many years ago. So talking about living more naturally or being in touch with nature, that brought it back. Things I can't
Oh
unsee.
my God. Oh my God. Yeah.
So Frank, I'm going to ask you to do the last word.
Okay. It's amazing how we go from clothing to unclothing. It also actually speaks a lot for the level of trust we've achieved amongst each other. That's
Yes.
probably one of the more wonderful takeaways. I suppose we could all add stories along those lines, but Anita, fascinating topic. Thank you for choosing it. Thank you for making us all laugh. Go back in
Yes.
memory, go back in time, compare cultural differences about school uniforms, bring up the age-old debate, which we've had so many times. Are they good or not good?
Yes.
Excellent. Thank you very much. It was very, very enjoyable.
Yes, I agree. Okay. So, Rosie in Brazil, thank you very much for joining us today. I hope you feel better soon.
Okay, thanks so much for our talking. It's so nice. I enjoy and smile. Thanks so much.
It's a pleasure. Bruce, thank you for joining us and bringing up the topic of living more natural, close to nature.
Adios, Rosie.
Sorry?
Adios.
Adios.
Adios. Sorry, I only started learning Spanish 5 days ago, but sorry, I need more practice.
They speak Portuguese in Brazil.
I know, I realize that, but it's closer than, no, South America, parts, Brazil. My cousin's Brazilian, or he's, yeah, so I've got all the
Yes.
Brazilians invaded Germany in my family. So, yeah, but at least it's closer
Yeah.
than English is to Portuguese.
Portuguese is a hard language to learn. Everybody says, "Oh my God, Portuguese, it's really, really hard to learn." And I agree.
Yeah, no, my cousin's wife is Brazilian, so from wherever she taught, I knew, didn't know. But yeah, no, I still wanted to start learning Spanish, so yeah. My crazy idea for this week. No,
Yes. Thank
thanks,
you.
Anita. It was
Thank you,
great, as
Monica.
usual.
Yes,
See you
thank you
next
very much
week.
for joining.
Bye,
See you
Bruce.
next
Yeah.
week.
See everyone.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Frank.
Thank you. See you soon.
Bye-bye. Have a
Bye-bye.
great day.
Thank you.